direction of that. Not only is law of attraction from this standpoint, hear this is so valuable. Not only is law of attraction calling them this way, but you are now one less person who's not calling them that way. You see how it mm-hmm. works? When you think about it, what is power of influence anyway? Why, if Abraham, we're hearing this from some of you, if Abraham, if this vibrational escrow is so powerful, and if law of attraction is really responding to that vibrational escrow in the most powerful of ways, then why is it that bad things would ever happen? In other words, where do those streams come from? And we say, from well-meaning people who want to be there for others. In other words, there are a lot of you beating the drum of what you don't want. And there are strong currents about that, you see. And all it does is serve to separate individuals and make them feel worse, you see. We think you're hearing that clearly. Yes.
Yes.
Something more?
Well,
can you hear her?
I would like to think that I can uplift by being that aloof. And sometimes I guess I've felt that by separating myself, exactly what you're saying, we've been trained to go be sympathetic with somebody.
Well, we want you to go, but we want you to be sympathetic to her vibrational escrow being, not to her physical being. And the thing that's interesting about that, and we know, somebody who's complaining wants you to complain with them. And when you don't, is they sometimes act like you're letting them down. They don't want you to be complimentary to their enemies, so to speak. They don't want you to look for solutions when they're just spelling out the problem.
Right.
But you've got to be selfish enough to not be willing to let their needs supersede yours. Because as you let them do that to you, it pulls you apart. And when it pulls you apart, now you're a shadow of the person. In other words, if you can get somebody, let us paint out a scenario for you. Just to give you a little leverage and willingness to be the selfish being that we're trying to train you to be. Let's say that you know someone who has been working to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and they're a pretty positive person. And you've got a real beef about something. Something's really bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're beating the drum of it, and they won't come. So you beat the drum louder and they won't come. And you know they're not coming, so you decide to work on them harder. So you make it more personal. You point out how it's not working for them either. And you spend a few days on it, but you're good at it because you've been practicing this a lot and you're really present in their life, and you wear them down and you suck them into your... muck. And now you're there commiserating. And for a fraction of a second, you think, oh, good. You finally came where I wanted you to come. But then this is something you didn't count on. Now this one is separated from who he really is. He is a miserable being to be with. In other words, you've sucked the life right out of him, literally, and he's there with you, but it's not pretty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where, when you really get it, that what you want from others and what you want to be for others is tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You want to be in alignment with who you are, you see. You're not looking, none of you are looking, your mother too. She's not looking for agreement in her misery. No one's looking for their agreement in misery of another human, although that feels better than standing there in your misery all alone, you think. The agreement that she's looking for is over here. In other words, what she wants is to be back in alignment with who she is. And anything less than you knowing who that is and practicing it, even though it's hard, will be of any value to her whatsoever, you see. This is helpful in every relationship that you could ever imagine. In other words, it's the same exact scenario, whether you're talking about lovers, whether you're talking about parents and children, whether you're talking about associates at work. In other words, your work is to tend to your own connection first. And when you do, everything else will fall into alignment. And if you get tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and someone is not swept by your power of influence and does not come into alignment, but you consistently remain in there in vibrational alignment with who you are and all of the